Just one halakha in the laws of Shabbat. There is a fascinating tour in the beginning of Ilchot Shabbat, Ora Chaim Siman Resh Mem Bet, where he talks about the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbat and spending money for the delicacies and the oneg of the Shabbat. Where he says in the beginning of his commentary, גרסינם בפרק כל כתבי אמר רבי יוחנן משום רבי יוסה, כל המענג את השבת נותנים לו נחלה בלי מסרים. Somebody that enjoys the Shabbat and has onig, pleasure on the Shabbat, they give him a plot, they give him a peace, a nachala, a inheritance, בלא מסרים, without any borders. And it's מידה כנגד מידה, because he goes and spends money without shi'ur, without measure, and therefore he gets an inheritance without measure as well. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak amar af nitzol mishi'bud malchuyot. He's also saved from the yoke of government. And the explanation is over there similarly. He accepts upon himself the yoke of Shabbat, which is the oneg, and therefore he's relieved from the bitter yoke of the malchuyot, the government, with its taxes and its servitude. Amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, kol ha'me'aneg Shabbat, a person that keeps the Shabbat with the onig and he enjoys it, they give him his heart's desires in order that he will be able to have onig himself. He's ma'anig the Shabbat, God will give him onig. That the Shemirat Shabbat is even so great it can lead him to make the Shuvah even for the worst Averot like Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Elmaleh Shamri Yisrael Shabbat Rishona Kelcheta. If the Jewish people in the Midbar would have kept the first Shabbat, which they didn't, we see in the Perashan Shemot Tet Zayin Chav Zayin, it says, Vahi Bayom HaShivai Yatsu Min Ha'am Lilkot, that they went out on that first Shabbat to collect the man. They shouldn't have. But if they would have kept that first Shabbat, Lo Shalta Bahem Uma V'Lashon, they never would have been subject to the attacks of the Goyim. Because right after that parasha, it says, Vayavu Amalek. They were Mechalel Shabbat, right away Amalek came. So the Mahari Avuhav, as brought down in the Bet Yosef, says, Shim Amalek lo haya nilham bi Yisrael, lo haya shum am velashun nilham bahim. Which means if Amalek didn't break the ice and fight with Klai Yisrael, nobody else would have followed. And therefore, he started it. Now, even though we beat them, but already the gates were open, that Klai Yisrael are not invulnerable, and therefore that started already the poshrim, the sinners, to come and fight Klai Yisrael. All because why? Because the anyan of Hilul Shabbat. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, El Malei Meshamerim Yisrael Shtei Shabbatot, Miyad Negalin. The Jewish people would just keep two Shabbatot, immediately they would be Negal. The tour then brings down a famous machloket. When it comes to the holidays, how are you supposed to celebrate the Yamim Tovim? Some rabbis were the opinion that say the holidays are totally Lahashim. You have to spend the day totally immersed in learning. And others say, no, the day is spent Lachem, is spent in enjoying yourself. And therefore the Gemara makes a compromise and says, split it. Chetzio Lachem, Chetzio Lahashim. But when it comes to Shabbat, everybody agrees that there's a Lachem factor. That everybody agrees that a person has to enjoy the Shabbat. Kolu alma modin deba'inan lachem. And therefore one has to be careful in order to mishomer Shabbat with the inyanim, like he says, Ashirim in Bavel, the Gemara says, Ashirim shebechol ha'arasot, b'ma hem zochim, what's the zekut they have that they keep their wealth? B'ma shebechabedim et ha'Shabbat. The fact they keep the Shabbat. How do you keep the Shabbat? Respect it. They buy good foods, you buy good drink, kisut nikiya, clean clothes, nice clothes for the Shabbat, and therefore a person must make a great effort. So the question over here is, what about the money a person spends? Is that considered money that he gets back? Or is it considered money that is considered taken off his net? So the Tur writes over here that we have a statement. Ve'al yomar, he'ach ihsar panasati. Don't say, how am I going to lose my panasah over giving all this money for this respect to the Shabbat? Ya'ad rabba, im yosif, yosifu lo. One that spends money on the Shabbat, they hate him. Kedetani tachlifa abuid ravnai chozak kol parnasato shel adam kitzuvalo merosh hashanah lerosh hashanah. All the person's money is given to him and established from the Shana to Rosh Hashanah. So the tour comes along and says, a person shouldn't say that he's going to lose out money for spending on Shabbat. Adrabah. Hamosif, Yosif Hulo. And like he quotes from the Gemara, that all a person's salary is designated from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, except for the money that he spends on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, and the money that he spends the Hotzaat Banav the Talmud Torah, the money he spends on his children's education. And therefore you see that that's on God's Hashbon. Therefore a person shouldn't be worried that he's losing money. Adrabah, God is going to fill the void that he spent, he's going to make that money back. But there's an interesting Biur Halakha over here. As important as it is, as we're saying, to be Mechabed the Shabbat, still, he says like this, let's say a person owes his workers money, and he has to pay them, let's say, on Erev Shabbat, that's when the money is due, because they did work for him, he hired a worker, let's say. But if he pays him the money, he's not going to have money for Shabbat, he's not going to be able to spend money on the Kabbalah Shabbat. What takes precedence, paying the worker on time, or using that money for Shabbat and delaying the payment of the salary? So the Biur Halakha writes, "V'im yesh to rak me'at ma'ot, uba sechil litboa avur pe'ulato, shegamar lo hayom." So he says that ed tzarich litnam la pu'el. You have to give it to the worker. Kedei lekayem mashkatu biyomo teten secharo. This is mitzvah ta'aseh in the Torah to pay the worker on time. Ve'lo tavo alav Hashem. There's a lot ta'aseh as well that you shouldn't wait till the sun sets to pay him. Even though you're not going to have any money left over to fulfill this mitzvah of owning Shabbat. Or appease the worker, can you mohel me and wait till after Shabbat till I get the money? If you can get an appeasement out of the guy, then that's okay also. Now what's the logic? That's the mitzvah deoraita to pay the work on time. This inyan of karat hashvat owning is from the prophets, which already is a lower level. And even if you want to say that the mitzvah of owning Shabbat is deoraita, but it's only a positive commandment. The mitzvah of paying the work on time is a mitzvah ta'aseh, and we have a rule, and therefore, since over here it's 2-1, and you have a lot ta'aseh on that side, paying the worker is more important. So you see over there that the halakha is balanced. As much as the Torah is giving the kavod to the Shabbat, but there's the ben adam lechavero as well that has to be taken into consideration. A person sitting having a lavish meal on Shabbat, and he didn't pay his workers on time, so already he didn't do right. He was supposed to make good on his personal payments, monetary obligations, before he goes and starts spending on the Shabbat itself. But for us, it's enough to say how important it is that a person should expend extra monies, more than he does during the week, and Bezat Hashem, he will receive all the berachot that the Torah brings down in the Siman Leshman Band.